Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Diana. She writes, or the subject line is, spot correcting carelessness?
Hi, I'm looking for advice on how I can best use sporadic free time at work to study. Currently, my practice sections place me at around 168. I do two sections every morning before my full-time job, and a third at lunch. This approach has improved my timing of completing sections. Ew. I don't like the way you're thinking about this, Diana.
I also don't like the fact that it's every morning two sections and then a third one at lunch. That means you're doing a full test every day, 5 days a week.
Right. And it's like all she's doing is trying to finish the section. She's just like practicing finishing the section, but she's also practicing finishing the section incorrectly because she's just like day after day after day after day after day getting, she's finishing the sections, but she's only getting 168. So she's like half-assing a significant number of the questions. There's a bunch of them that she's missing, and there's a bunch of them that she's getting right, but she's getting them right because she kind of guessed.
So Diana, you already have two goals, I think, that are hurting you. One, you have a goal of doing three sections a day, and two, you have a goal of finishing those sections. Those aren't your goals. Your goals are to learn and understand the test better every day. Because if you do that, eventually your LSAT score will go up.
Yeah. By the way, she's investing a ton of time, you know, two sections before work. That's an hour and 10 minutes. A third section, another 35 minutes at lunch. So she's spending almost 2 hours a day just doing these sections. And, you know, we only really ask people to study for one high quality hour per day.
Well, that's just doing the sections. That's not even reviewing.
Right. Well, that's what I really fear here is that she's not even doing the review. You know, she's just hammering through these sections.
Yeah.
I worry, says Diana, I'm not reinforcing the clicks from review by only doing practice sections. I'm still missing questions for the same fixable reasons, like carelessly misreading, inserting or omitting a not, missing the point. Reading too myopically in reading comp. Missing a key detail in an answer that if I'd reread the stimulus, I definitely would have caught and connected to the question. Or sometimes I fail to connect to the answer choice. Sorry, fail to connect the answer choice to the bigger picture. Do you have tips on how to specifically target these problems outside of practice sections? I do fortunately have a fairly relaxed job whose demands ebb and flow, so I have at least an hour or two throughout the day, but the free time is never long enough to do whole sections. Wow, Diana really got attached at some point to the idea that she had to do tons of timed sections.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I don't know, Diana, if you have a Demon account, but if you do, you can drill questions. And that's, you really need to take a break from time sections and start drilling so that you can do a question. In logical reasoning, that means one question, and then you're immediately reviewing it. And that's how you should be using your time. I mean, it's just a total waste if you're doing three sections and not having time to review, because look what she says. I worry I'm not reinforcing the clicks from review by only doing practice sections.
So drilling is perfectly the answer to that.
Yeah, because you need to do a practice section and then review it. Like if you were doing one section in the morning and then reviewing it throughout the day when you had time at work, I'd be like, great. That sounds like enough time to really learn from it.
But she's got a lot. She's got time, right? She's doing two sections before work. How about instead do one section before work and thoroughly review that section?
Yeah. Or even if I also wonder too, though, is Diana like trying to wake up early and cram this in? Like I'd feel totally fine with her doing a time section and then being like, okay, going to work. Now let's start reviewing it.
But yeah,
let's also just do drilling. Like, why not do drilling? You can drop it in here and there. You can even do it in the morning. Like, I think she's maybe overvaluing time sections.
It seems like she's clearly overvaluing timed sections. Yeah, doing three timed sections every single day is like, no, that I don't know where you learned that, but you did not learn it from us. I would prefer that you do one section and fully review it. I like that way better than do three sections. I don't think you're actually reviewing. And maybe the most important thing for Diana, you got to stop trying to finish the sections. Like you say this approach, doing three sections a day, has improved my timing on completing sections. But that's just not what you should be doing. You should be focusing on getting the questions right. And you're getting lots of them right, but you're also getting lots of them wrong, Diana. And for every question you're missing, there's another one that you got right, but you don't really know why. You got it right, but you're kind of guessing. You're skimming the surface. And you skim the surface, and some of them you get right, but some of them you get wrong. And instead, you need to just be getting them right one at a time, and then don't even care if you finish the section.
Yeah,
because you're dropping enough points along the way that if you decided instead, yeah, no, I'm not going to finish these always. I'm going to, you know, it's 22, 23 questions, but you get them all right.
Yeah.
And you can actually score in the 170s with that approach. Right now you're finishing the section and not breaking into the 170s. I think if you slow down and just let yourself not finish, you have a much better chance of scoring higher.
Thanks for writing in. Anything else?
No, that's it. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.